सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं।
सो अर्जुन क्वेश्चन वाज दैट हाउ टू फाइंड आउट ए पर्सन हु हैज नॉट स्टडीड द स्क्रिप्चर्स बट डूइंग द पूजा वेदर ही इज ए सात्विक पर्सन और इज ए राजसिक तामसिक। इफ इज ए सात्विक ही इज इंटाइटल्ड फॉर लिबरेशन, इफ इज ए राजसिक एंड तामसिक देन ही हैज टू गो ऑन द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ। सो फर्स्ट थिंग लॉर्ड सेड यू शुड चेक वॉट टाइप ऑफ puja he is doing, which devta is he worshipping. If he is worshipping the devtas, then he is sattvic. If he is worshipping yaksha and rakshas, then he is rajasic. And if he is worshipping bhut preth, then he is worshipping tamasic devta. So to decide this thing is little bit difficult. Lord says we can infer from the habits, behavior and activities, because the nature, the swabhav, the Shraddha is subtle thing, it is in the mind. We cannot enter into the mind of anybody, but we can find out by his activities what type of Shraddha or swabhav or the nature of that person by seeing his activity. So first thing Lord has said about the ahar, about the food, what type of food is he taking, and different type of food that we have discussed. Ahar is ahariyate, ahariyate, we not only take food by mouth only, with all our five organs of perception, we are taking food. How? You can see what type of person, a person is reading book. Is he reading the Shastra, Adhyatmic book, or novels, or some other things which are tamasic in the nature? What type of smell is he taking? Is it the dhubbatti, or is it the colored water thing? Different type of smells are there, you can find out. What type of music is he listening? Is it bhajan? Is it rock music? Rock music will make you very rajasic or a tamasic thing. So you can make out by seeing the activities and determine it. Then we see, I've seen about the uchishta. Uchishta means eaten by others. When served, it becomes uchishta. When the child is eating with the parent from the same plate, it is not uchishta. Till such time, he has not got his janeu, the thread ceremony. The last time the child eats with the mother, before the giving of Janeyu. After that, it becomes Uchishta. He has to eat separately. Then food plays an important role in the life. It divides into three parts. Three parts means sattvic parts. With the sattvic part, the mind is made. With the rajasic part, seven things are made. What are those seven things? Skin, dermis, flesh, blood, fat, bone, bone marrow. We are not eating something other than the food what we are taking, and with that food all these seven things are being made. Skin, dermis, flesh, blood, fat, bone, bone marrow. Seven things. And the tamasic food is the waste and which is excreted. It is said when the cow gives milk and the calf first sucks the milk, that milk is very pious. But suppose you are milking the cow at that time, dog is barking and the cow sees furiously. It is said, how much it is true, we don't know. It is said that milk is good for soldiers. Angry. You see, even the animals are affected by these things. Because all the body's mind and intellect are interconnected. So what is the practical for us? What should we do? First thing is that whatever food you get, you take it as a prasad. Khatam. No likes and dislikes. Number two, you must have a control. Control how much to eat. The Shastra also tells how much to eat. The solid should be half the stomach, another 25% water, another 25% should be left free for the air. That is what is given in the Bhagavatam. Then the time should be also fixed. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, fixed time. And it should be taken as a yajna bhav. What is this yajna bhav? Yajna bhav is that Lord is sitting inside as a Vaishvanar and I am putting that food and oblation to the Lord. That bhav should be there, that feeling should be there, that the Lord is sitting in my stomach as a Vaishvanar and He is digesting everything. So that bhav, that feeling should be there. So now up to pet bhar gaya, stomach is full. What is to be done? He said, yajna karo ab now. So Lord is going to tell about how to do yajna. Three types of yajna. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. Slok number 11.
Aphalakangshi bhir yajna. Aphalakangshi bhir yajna. Vidhi drishto yajjate.
Vidhi drishto yajjate.
Yastabhyameveti manah samadhaya sa sattvikah aphalakangshi bhiryajnah vididrishto yajjate yastabhyameveti manah samadhaya sa sattvikah.
So yajna is also of two types. One is the sakam yajna, another is the niskam yajna. Yajna is of two types. Normally we understand yajna is the fire ritual in which we put the oblations. But yajna is puja also, is also yajna. So what is the attitude behind this yajna or puja is to be seen. What is the attitude behind it? The first one, the sattvic yajna, is apalakanchi. Apalakanchi means apalarthibi. I do not expect any result. No phal. Very difficult. Very difficult. I am not asking Lord anything. wealth, property, sun or swarga, nothing. I don't need anything. Apalakanti bhi. And I don't want to earn punya also, because even if you earn merit, you have to take birth again to experience the sukha punya. You have to go to the swarga and come back. But apalakanti, but I don't want that also. But he wants to purify his mind. His ideal is something higher. It's not that there is no desire. The desire is there, but the desire for the fruit is very high. It's not the perishable things of the God, if this earth, he is asking. He wants to purify his mind, and whatever punya he is doing, he is converting into the purification of mind. He doesn't want to go to the swarga. Apalakanchi bhi. So this is called niskam. Vididrishta, they follow the scripture. Whatever vidhi is stated, they follow. Suppose you have to do the yajna facing the sun, like Gayatri Havan we do, that we have to face the sun. In winter, when I am doing, so should I change my position? No, I have to follow that vidhi. Face the sun, whatever may be the result. So you have to do, you can't compromise there. Yastabhyam. Yastabhyam means, this is my duty, I must do. I have to do this thing. And this duty comes according to your position. Suppose you are working in some company, according to your position, you have got the duties. It is your duty to do it. I have to do it. And if you do that, then your mind remains peaceful. Suppose your mind is bahusakha, is thinking lot of things, is going to different directions. Make it single pointed. Bahusakha. You see, Ramji was asked to go to the forest by Kekeyi. And now, because this is a command from his father, Dasarath has said, it has to be done. This is my bounden duty, I have to do it, that's all. Nothing else. Then Ramji goes and says to Mother Kausalya, she never knew about that. Now the whole thing, the scene has changed. She was thinking that the next day he will be coronated as a king. Then he says, now father has made me king, but the king of forest. And there was no change in his smile. That is yastabhyam. That is my duty. My father has said to do this thing, I have to do it. No questions. So I must do, number one, this is my duty. Number two, according to vidhi given in the scripture, it should be done. And without expecting any result. That is called sattvik yajna. People do niskam yajna, but they don't follow vidhi. They do niskam, they don't follow. Suppose if you come here to help us, okay, we have to put in all the circulars in the envelope. You are doing niskam, you are not expecting any salary for that. But there is a vidhi, how to fold the paper, there is a vidhi. If I have somehow there are 1,000, I have to complete it. Tuck, 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 tuck. No. There is a vidhi. You have to fold properly. You have to follow the vidhi. You see, we do only for ourselves, family, society, or the profession. But we do not remember that we have to do for the Lord also. This part is missing in our life. There are very selfish people, they think about themselves also, they don't think about the spouse and the children also. There are such people in this world. Better than that, they think about their spouse and children, but they don't think about the society. Better than that, those who think about the society, better than that, those who are think about the state, better than that, those who are thinking about the country, better than that, those who are think about the universe. Your vision expands. And Mahatma says, we thank any person who gives us a ring, but we never thank the Lord who has given us the finger to wear that ring. Kabhi kya? We have never done that. Then manasamadhaya means single pointed. I am doing this yagya not for the self, but it is my duty, therefore I am doing manasamadhaya. With a single pointed mind I am doing this thing. Such type of yagya is called sattvic yagya. You don't have to check others, we have to check ourselves. What is the attitude behind this yagya? Am I expecting anything from this? Or is it for the purification of my mind? Am I following the scripture, the vidhi and all that? It is my bounden duty, I have to do it. And I am not expecting anything. I am with full concentration of mind, I am doing it. What is rajasic tap? Next verse.
अभिसंधायतु फलम् दंभार्थमपि चैवयत इज्जते भरत श्रेष्ठ तम यज्ञं विद्धि राजसं अभिसंधायतु फलम् दंभार्थमपि चैवयत इज्जते भरत श्रेष्ठ तम यज्ञं विद्धि राजसं
अभिसंधायतु फलम्. Those who expect some fall fruits from that Abhisandhaya, the aim is that I must get some fruit of my action, fruit of this yagya, Abhisandhaya tu palam. Dambartham api chaivayat, and there is a damba, there is a show off in that. You will find many times in India, at least we find in Calcutta many times, they do Durga Puja. And they give more importance on the decoration, on the pandals, on the lighting and this and that. But they don't much importance to the puja itself. It's a dumb, it's a show. And there is a competition also, there is a first prize, second prize, third prize for the decoration. So they are putting lot of money, even the runs into crores. For the decoration only, but when it comes to the puja part, it's not there. Damba. And even the politicians, they come to cut and open it. They will have the picture. They also want the mileage out of that. Their picture will come. They have opened this and this panda. How many people were present? That is not known. They also expect some fruit from that. Ijjate, they perform in this way. So this is the sakam karma. This is called tam yagyam vidhi rajasam. Know that yagya is rajasik. Rajasik means with the sakam. I want some fruit of my yagya. That is rajasik. So what is the difference between the sattvic yagya and rajasik yagya? If you compare, you will find in sattvic there is no desire for the fruit. In the rajasic yagya there is a desire for the fruit. I want this out of this yagya. In the sattvic yagya there is not for the name and fame, but in the rajasic it is damba, show off is there. People should know that who is doing this yagya. In sattvic yagya it is Ishwar aradhana, it is for the Lord. But in the rajasic, it is swayam aradhana, it is for me, not for Lord. In sattvic yagya, vidhi is followed. Vidhi means whatever injunctions are given, rules and regulations given in the scripture is followed. And in the rajasic yagya, no vidhi is followed. But one thing is common in all sattvic and rajasic, both of them, they put in hard work. those who are putting the doing the sattvic yagya, they are also putting in lot of effort, and those who are doing the rajasic yagya, they also put in lot of effort, but more on the soul, more on the dhamma, not on the vidhi. So that is rajasic yagya. What is tamasic? Sloka number 13.
Vidhihinam asrishtanam, vidhihinam asrishtanam, mantrahinam adakshinam, mantrahinam adakshinam, shraddha virahitam yagyam, shraddha virahitam yagyam, tamasam parichakshate, tamasam parichakshate, vidhihinam asrishtanam, mantrahinam adakshinam, shraddha virahitam yagyam, tamasam parichakshate.
Tamasam parichakshate. Tamasam. This is called tamasam. What is that? Vidhihinam, vidhihinam. They don't follow Shastra. Vidhihin. Don't follow the Shastra. You see, everywhere there is a vidhi. Like driving in America, they have got a vidhi. Right hand side driving. In India, the vidhi is left hand side drive. The vidhi you have to follow. Suppose if you don't follow vidhi in driving, what will happen? There will be accident. Similarly, if you don't follow in the vidhi, result will be different. Vidhihinam. And vidhi you will find everywhere also. In army also, when they salute with the right hand, not with the left hand. But when the order is given to march, first foot forward is the left. Vidhi. So vidhi is everywhere. You have to follow the vidhi. In the yagya also there is vidhi. But the tamasic people, they don't follow vidhi. Asrishtana, asrishtana, not distributing food to Brahman. They perform puja, they do the Shraddha. Tamasic people also do Shraddha, but they don't believe. In the Shraddha, we believe that if you feed the Brahman, that food is received by the departed soul. This is our belief. But tamasic people, Brahman ko kyun khilaye? I am doing the puja. Puja is okay, that's all. Why should we give? How do you know that it goes there or not? Asrishtanna, they don't distribute food or give food to the Brahman. Acha bhai, Brahman ko nahi dena, acha chalo tum de do ya charitable institution mein de do. Give it to Chinmay Misal. You don't want to give to Brahman, okay, give it to us. We will put it in good cause. No. If the vidhi requires that some ghee is to be given in the yagya, well, kyun ghee kharab karta hai? I tell you, at least you can give, if 10 kg is required, you can give at least 1 teaspoon. Though vidhi, you follow the vidhi. They don't follow this vidhi. Mantra heenam, uttering no mantra also. No mantra. You see, when you are doing a yagya, when the mantra is chanted by the priest and the others also, it makes more powerful. Makes more powerful. It should be done. It gives power to the ritual. So everybody should chant that. But the tamasic people, they don't want to chant. They don't want. Even when the janeyu is done, there are a lot of mantra which are supposed to be repeated by the child and the parents. You will find Panditji go on chanting, but it's not being repeated. No power to the ritual. Shankaracharya said, mantratah swarato varnatah cha viyukta mantrahinam. There is a vidhi to chant also the mantra. There is udat, anudat, swarit. At some places you have to raise the pitch of your voice. Sometimes you have to lower down. Sometimes it is swarit. If you are not doing that way, it is mantrahinam. You are not chanting properly. So whatever mantra you chant, first you must learn it properly. Otherwise it will become mantrahinam. Mahamrityunjay mantra, Gayatri mantra, you will find many places is being sung as a song. That is not correct. Not correct. In many mobile phones you will find Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha. They are put in this tune. Instead of ringing tune, Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha. And before the mantra is completed, you stop it. That is disrespect to the mantra. Why do you need as a ringing tone as a Gayatri mantra? You don't need it. Why disrespect mantra? But the people are doing this thing. Adachinam ukta dachinaraitam. They will perform puja and all that. But at the time of dakshina giving to the Brahman, all the problems start at that time. They will give one coconut and 11 rupees and dakshina lo. And the Brahman has done the puja for maybe 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. You see, one thing we must know very clearly, and understand it very clearly, in our scripture there is no specific dakshina given. Nowhere it is written. Why nowhere it is written? So that all people should do this thing. That is why it's not written. You should pay according to your capacity and ability. If your capacity ability is 11 rupees, okay, you pay 11 rupees only. But you have got the ability, but you start bargaining with the Pandit. That is why it is not written in the scripture. So that everybody can participate and do it. But people don't do that. They say Brahman is greedy, no doubt. I accept Brahman is greedy. Accept it. But also know it for sure, if he has done some sadhana and if he curse you, it will happen. And there are many, many instances in our scriptures, in the Nachiketa, in the Kathopanishad, it has come. He has to wait for 3 days and three nights at the gate of Lord Yama's palaces. Lord Yamaraj has gone on his duty to bring all the souls. And when he came, this Nachiketa, and he thought he's a Brahman boy without drinking a drop of water, he is waiting for me. He will curse me. And immediately he said, I will give you 3 boons because you are waiting for 3 days and three nights. Because he knew if this Brahman curse, something bad will happen to my family. And you all know what happened with the Lord, Raja Parikshit also. Son of Sringirisi, a young boy, cursed. And it happened. Tachak came in 7 days and Raja Parikshit died. So know this also. If the Brahman had done some sadhana, then something can happen. That also we should know that. Shraddha virahitam. Some follow only tradition, but they have got no respect. Shraddha nahi hai. That is all tamasik yajna. Lord has not said what will be the fruit of such yajna. He has only said that this is tamasik.
Deva-dvija-guru-pragya Pujanam-shaucha-marjavam Brahmacharyam-mahim-sacha Shariram-tapayuchyate Shariram tapa ucchate Deva dvija guru pragyam Pujanam shaucham arjavam Brahmacharyam mahimsacha Shariram tapa ucchate.
So sattvik, rajasik, tamasik, deva puja we have seen. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic Ahar we have seen. Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic Yajna we have seen. Now Lord is going to tell about the tapa, austerities, Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic. And this tap can be of three types, Saririk, Vachik and Mansik. Mansik tap, Vachik tap and Saririk tap. First Lord is taking Saririk tap. What is this Saririk tap? It is ek Sariram tap uchyate Dev Dvij Guru Pragya Pujanam Saucham Arjavam Brahmacharma Hinsacha Saririk tap uchyate. Gurudeva said in his commentary that the austerity is not brutal self-denial. It is right living. It is conservation of energy. And that saved energy is to be reinvested on the spiritual growth. What you have to do? You have to have self-denial, self-control. Withdraw from the object, emotions and thought. Withdraw from the world. And whatever time is saved, now you put it in the spiritual growth. This tapat is not like not eating, fasting or torturing of body. This tap doesn't mean that. So normally what we think is the Saririk tap is standing on one leg, not sleeping, a sort of this type of thing. Saririk tap. We are torturing our body, but it's not like that. It is conservation of our energy and reinvestment of that. So one activity is puja. And then in puja we require physical activities also. And we are not talking about the manasik puja here, we are talking about the saririk puja. And we do the puja of Bhagwan, that is one part. But here now it is said, Dev, Dvij, Guru and Pragya. They also should be worshipped. Dev puja. So this starts with the first the salutation. And then after that you can give the Sodasopuchar puja. You see, Devta is we respect because they are definitely higher, ideal, okay, Dev Puja. But what about the Dvij, Guru and Pragya? One thing is common in all of them, they are all Sattvic. Dvij is a Brahman, Guru is the spiritual Guru, what we mean here. But no doubt we should also prostrate to our other Gurus also. Your school teacher is also Guru. Pragya, Pragya means the wise man. They all should be respected. The reverential attitude should be there. So Dev Puja when we find in our Puran, Savri did physical labor, always kept the ashram clean because she knew that one day Lord Ram will come. That is Saririk tap. Every day she used to clean the ashram. Suppose if you see a senior person and if you, when he comes, you get up, you greet him, only this much you are doing. But you know what will you get in return? You will get blessings. Kya kiya? Ek bar khade hue aisa kar diya, namaskar kar diya. He blesses you. Then when a great person enters in the assembly, how he has become great? Because he has power. Then everybody should get up. Because that power requires that our energy should also go. If we don't get up, our energy will remain with us. That is not good. The energy should flow toward that. Then why touch feet? To get his energy and power. Why we touch the feet of elders? To get their energy and power. We don't know these things. If we do the pranam, our mind and senses are dedicated. This is also a tapas. Dvija sanskar yukta sanskarat dvija uchyate worship Brahman. But I have got no faith in the Brahman. He might have born in the Brahman family. but his activities are very bad. Dekho, for taking birth in Brahman family, he must have done in the earlier life something good. Otherwise, he will not come into the Brahman family. He must have some qualities for getting birth also in the Brahman family. So therefore, he should be respected. We respect, like somebody says, tells you, he is the great-great-grandson of Gandhiji. Will you not respect him? He is the great-great-son of Shivaji. We'll respect him. We respect doctors. Why? Because he has studied so many years, he has put in so much of tapas he has done. How much time is needed to become a specialist? Takes long time. Doctor takes long time. So we respect the sannyasis also, those who are wearing the ochre cloth, but some are nakali sannyasi also. But what is the harm in prostrating to the nakali sannyasi also? Give them benefit of doubt. You are not losing anything. Guru position is very high, because he gives you mukti, he gives you the liberation. He is a sattvic person. He is bringing you to on the same platform on which he is standing. So he should be also worshipped, pujniya, pragya. Pragya means vidwan, wise person, mahatma should be worshipped. Even our Gurudev, our ashram is in Siddhabadi, and Dalai Lama's headquarters is also very close, 10 kilometers away from there, called the place called Dalhousie. Siddhabadi and Dalhousie, there is only 10 kilometer distance. So once Gurudev went to Dalai Lama and he sat at his feet serving Mahatma, the great soul. And he used to tell to all the brahmacharis, whenever he used to bring some Mahatma, कि मेरी जितनी सेवा करते हो उससे 1000 टाइम्स मोर यू टू सर्व द महात्मा. ही यूज टू सर्व बट द 1000 टाइम्स मोर. आई हैव सीन गुरुजी इन उत्तरकाशी, देयर वर ब्राह्मण भोजन, अ लॉट ऑफ सन्यासीज एंड ब्रह्मचारीज ऑन द चिन्मय मिशन साइड वर देयर, बट गुरुजी विल सर्व each brahmachari, each sannyasi who has been invited for bhandara. So that should be done. We should have that attitude. We will see more about this in our next class. We have not completed this sloka. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शांति शांति शांति. हरि ओम. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ओम.